Nightcap of the twin bill between the Astros and Mets. There's Justin Verlander. Meanwhile, it's been a painful season for the Mets, and this play here in the top of the fourth epitomizes that.
2-2.
That's fouled off the face of Flores, and the catcher McCann flicking his wrist at Ray Ramirez to come out and check on Flores, who fouled a ball right off the bridge of his nose. His nose is bleeding as he's down on one knee on top of home plate. Howie, amazingly, that's the second time that has happened in this ballpark this year. Colin Moran of the Astros is on the DL for something just like that. He fouled a ball just under his left eye, and almost the same thing happened where he was bleeding immediately and had to come out of the game. He's been on the DL ever since, and the blood is just pouring from Flores' nose onto a towel.
With runners at the corners, 3-0 pitch. Swinging, he lines it to center. Coming on Springer, it's off his glove and rolls behind him. In to score is Lagares. Cabrera on his way to third, and going to second and holding there is Smith. Mets lead 1-0. 2-0 pitch. Reddick swings, hits it on the ground through the hole. Base hit center field. Around third, Bregman, he's coming home. He'll score the tying run. Altuve stops at second and on at first with an RBI single as Josh Reddick. And the Astros have come back to tie the game 1-1. 2-0 pitch. Fastball, broken bat liner into right field. That's a base hit. Altuve's being waved home. Aoki's throw to the plate. Plawecki reaches, misses the tag. Altuve slides in safely. Going to third is Reddick. And on at first with an RBI single is Marwin Gonzalez. And the Astros have a 2-1 lead. Sets. 0-2 pitch. Curve lifted in the air to left. Moving back, Maben makes the catch. And the ball game is over.
Astros win 4-1. They sweep the twin bill over the Mets. The Mets announced after the game that Wilmer Flores broke his nose when he fouled the ball off of his face in the fourth inning. Here's Mets skipper Terry Collins after the Game 2 doubleheader loss.
You know, I thought we'd put some good at-bats on him. But, you know, we didn't do enough damage. So, when you have opportunities, you got to capitalize on them. We're not doing that right now. Well, I really believe anytime you're coming off, especially a shoulder problem, I think your arm can get fatigued at any time. So I think when you hit that 70 pitch mark or late 60s or 70 pitches, I think all of a sudden he lost a little movement on his fastball, and they caught up to it. But, you know, numbers will dictate. Third time through the lineup is dangerous.
Seth Lugo pitched 5 innings, allowed 4 runs off 8 hits, and struck out 6, but he picked up his 4th loss of the season as the Mets got swept in a doubleheader in Houston on Saturday. Here's Lugo on his performance.
I felt like all game, you know, I was making pitches on both sides of the plate, wasn't leaving many pitches over the middle, executing pitches down, keeping them off balance. I don't know, it's frustrating. I was getting ground balls, that's what I was going for, especially when guys were on base, trying to get double play, and found the holes. Earlier in the year I was getting beat by making mistakes over the middle of the plate, and I haven't been doing that, but still getting unlucky.
Houston goes for the 3-game sweep Sunday with Mike Fiers on the mound against Chris Flexen for the Mets.